Hey there, hey listener, it's your best girl, Dr. Adobe, Injira, Dr. B, whatever comes to mind. I am here again on another fantastic episode of Dr. Adobe's podcast. Yes, and I'm so excited because it's my 30th episode. Wow, like, I deserve some accolades, I beg. Because I remember how all of this started. And I mean, it's my 30th fucking episode. I'm so proud. I mean, it's the little wins. I mean, if I start celebrating 30 by now, 30th episode, what will I do when I get to 100? You get. I'm really, really proud of myself. And thank you guys so much for the feedbacks, for reaching out from the last. I mean, the way that podcast blew up, like the last episode, I'm like, is there something like I did differently? Or is it that you guys have missed me? I mean, I missed being here too. So yes, I'm here on another episode. And guess what we'll be talking about today? Healthy relationships. Healthy what relationships? I mean, you might be wondering, what is a healthy relationship? What is Adobe talking about? We should actually know that. Firstly, we should know that healthy relationships are the necessary part of a healthy and successful living. Relationships generally actually enrich our lives and add to our enjoyment of being alive. Because I mean, if you're coming back to like your best friend, you're coming back to someone who makes you happy, I mean, you will live longer, it shocked me. But then we all know that no relationship is perfect. So you might be just be wondering, you know, what is a healthy relationship? A healthy relationship is a relationship that is filled with happiness, joy, and most importantly, love. Love. I mean, love isn't, you know, but then it's like a major factor. We all know this, yeah. So humans are made to relate to others in a positive and enhancing way. But it's unfortunate that this isn't always the case. In fact, sometimes we allow the wrong kind of people to enter our lives, and our relationship with them isn't positive, healthy, or edifying. And mostly it isn't fruitful also, which is really sad. It's really sad, like, you know this, like, you know that this person is causing you, like, headache and all of that, but then you keep this person in your life, be like, oh, person will change, really. Really, it is, like, better. So, yeah, everyone wants a healthy relationship, but then not everyone is ready for what they entail. I mean, we'll talk about the date nights, holidays, and Instagrammable moments. I mean, when you see those kind of people, you're like, oh, God, when? Do you know the effort they are putting into it? You, small quarrel. Now, maybe somebody ate your biscuit or somebody ate your yam or somebody licked your ice cream. You carry face for the person for 2 years. How do you want to maintain a healthy relationship when you get into one? Yes, I'm dragging some people right now, and I'm not sorry. So yeah, as I said, we talk about the date nights and all of that, but then never the deeper processes that create a lasting union. Okay, so while the long-term benefits can be rewarding, the truth of the matter is relationships are hard work. Yes. And no matter how compatible two people may be, it's not always going to be perfect. And that's actually okay, because I mean, nobody's perfect. And then you guys are coming from two different backgrounds, two different perspectives, I mean, two different walks of life and all of that, okay? So what matters most is how you move forward and allow those uncomfortable moments to shape you. I mean, there are really, really uncomfortable truths about healthy relationships, and I'm going to be sharing 5. So yeah, I'm going to be sharing 5. If you need me to do a part 2, then reach out to me, okay? So that instead of letting them become a barrier, I mean, all these uncomfortable moments, instead of letting them be a barrier, they actually help you better understand each other and yourselves, okay? So because a partnership isn't just about one person, but rather learning to love one another, like, you just know it. Like, even though you might have issues and all of that, it actually makes you better, okay? And here, I'll be sharing 5 uncomfortable truths about healthy relationships. And then, firstly, you should know that a healthy relationship requires a lot of inner work. Stop doing oh and God when and everything. When someone, your DM, you have not even replied it. How do you want relationship? You check your DM. Yeah, well, oh, cute day. So, firstly, number 1, you have to learn to own up to your bullshit. When someone tells you something, then you carry face. someone tells you, just be like, this is how I am, this is how I was brought up, this is, sister, you need to change, brother, you need to change. We know this, you know this, you know this. So you have to learn to own up to your bullshit. One of the most common traits in human nature is our pride. Everybody has their pride, their ego, and all of that. And I mean, you just want to be up there. You don't even want like correction. You don't want to accept that you are wrong and all of that. So whenever we do something wrong or offend someone else, it feels like an attack on our character. No doubt, you know this. That's why for a lot of us, our first instinct is to deny our flaws. Like, you know that this thing is our, like, you know this is your flaw, but then you're denying it because you'd be like, okay, I feel attacked. I feel, you know, that kind of vibe. But then when you're in a relationship, this can become problematic, okay? Especially if your behavior is harmful to the other person. So just imagine, like, if your partner is a very good communicator. Oh, what is it now? What is it? What is it? And then you're just there. You're carrying face. I mean, carry face for months. You're going to push away your partner. Like, it's so, like, you know this. Okay, so while our lack of acknowledgement may actually be from not wanting to admit we have hurt the person we love, refusing to understand only adds salt to the wound. Okay, I hope this makes sense. Okay, so when this happens, instead of avoiding the inner work it will take to fix the problem, love your partner enough to face yourself and your patterns that might be hurting them. You're not a terrible person for being imperfect, but you might be toxic. Yes. You might be toxic if you can own up to your bullshit for the sake of the relationship. I mean, it's a two-way thing. You can't just decide to just not talk to your partner or to just be unavailable or ghost your partner and then come back like 2 weeks later and tell the person that you are going through shit. Does it make sense? No. So it's through the process of submission that you truly learn to give yourself to another person. And in a relationship, this often means your love must be stronger than your pride. So your shoulder pad, please remove it, okay? Remove it and own up to your bullshit, okay? So yeah, number two, you bring out the best and the worst in each other. So yeah, first things first, you should know that your partner is the person you go to for practically everything. Yes, this is like your partner. This is someone that you agree to be the person's boyfriend or the person's girlfriend or the person's husband or wife. So partner, person should, like, your go-to person, like, all the time. Sure, your friends and family may be there too, but this person deals with you on a daily basis. Okay, so yeah, like, you talk almost all the time. I mean, family may be there once, but then this is your partner. You, like, you practically talk like every day. Okay, that's why some people are like, oh, they don't talk to them. They can do without talking to their partner like 24 hours. I'm like, okay, so why is this your partner? How? Therefore, this is also the person who probably knows you best. Okay, that's why you might notice your partner brings out the best and the worst traits in you. Not in a toxic way, though. Not in a toxic way, but the real you. Because it's through all these arguments and uncomfortable conversations that you understand your biggest flaws, and through those everyday moments that your partner reflects back your greatest traits. Yes. Yep. Yep. This makes sense, right? So number three, you have to constantly work on yourself to work on the relationship. I hope you get where I'm coming from. You have to constantly work on yourself to work on your relationship. So let me explain this, okay? So we often go into a relationship with, oh, this is how I am mentality. This is who I am. Like, you can't change me. Yes, we know. And it's true, because a relationship should never have the goal of changing who you are. However, the right partner will inspire your growth as a person. Yes, so by this, I mean that in order to make it work, you must constantly reflect on your negative traits that might be impacting relationship. So if you are someone that carries face or keeps smiling for months, you may have to, you know, be calming down. You may have to be calming down. I mean, this could actually be like our everyday petty insecurities or quirks, you know, and then the deeper issues from past experiences that influence your views on relationships as a whole. Yes, I've actually been here. Like, I'm actually laughing because I can relate to this statement. I mean, you were in a past relationship and then something happened and then you feel that it might actually affect, you might actually, you know, affect you in your current relationship, but then no, because like these are like two different people. That was your ex, I mean this is your present partner, so you should be better, I mean all of that. So when both you and your partner focus on showing up as your best for each other, you find it not only creates a deeper sense of trust and respect, but then that both of you are happier and healthier for it in the long run. Okay, then number four, you have to learn to communicate openly. It should be noted that a healthy relationship means communicating even when it's uncomfortable. I know issue go day, wala go day, kasala go buzz definitely, but I mean this is your partner, so you have to learn to communicate. I actually have this issue but I'm working on it, so this is actually really directed at me. This is that. So we have all heard about how important communication is in a healthy relationship. Yes, we know. However, no one ever talks about how hard it is when you are overthinking or believe that your thoughts or feelings are irrational. When you are feeling crazy or insecure, it might be hard to open up to your partner without thinking it might turn them off or push them away. Okay. However, these are probably the most important times to talk about things that are bothering you, because it actually opens the door for trust and reassurance. I mean, your partner is there, just calm down, don't worry, you'll be fine, instead of like sulking and then taking all of it, like trying to handle it just yourself and all of that. Yeah, so insecurities we know are normal in a relationship, and the right person will never make you feel bad for simply being human, because I mean, I know that my nose is big. But yeah, like, I can't do anything about it. I don't want to opt for plastic surgery. No. So, yeah. Nobody should actually make you feel bad for simply being human. Yes, your nose is big, but it's cute. So, deal with it. Instead, they actually really try their best to address your concerns with compassion and understanding, and vice versa. So, okay. Yeah, in addition, it's so important to heal any doubts or insecurities while they are still fresh. Don't come and leave something and then after like 8 months, you know, talk about it then when it's uncomfortable, as I said, because it will actually rebuild your reassurance and then your trust between you two. So you find out that not only limits resentment in the future, but actually makes your bond deeper, knowing that you can be vulnerable without being judged. Okay, so yeah. And then the last but not the least, that's number five, you won't always agree on everything. You know this, like, I mean, maybe I want to see things from a black and white perspective, but then you might just want to see it like, what if it's actually gray? Exactly. So you won't actually agree on everything. I mean, if you're agreeing on everything, then it can be really. So with that being said, it won't always be that simple and pretty, and you won't always understand each other, no matter how hard you might try. You are two different people with two different opinions, with two different perspectives, and that's completely okay. So you are both entitled to that, okay? However, you have to make sure not to invalidate the other's position simply because it doesn't align with yours. Yes, because someone doesn't agree with you doesn't mean you should actually talk down on the person. Remember, it doesn't work that way. So sometimes it's not a matter of right or wrong. You don't just see it the same way. So just come to a compromise. Yes, just meet me halfway. Exactly. Yeah. So to me, I feel like in every situation, it actually depends on the circumstance and then the context. Okay. Yeah. So it's actually healthy for two people not to think and be exactly like, even twins self, they get wahala. They don't see things the same way. We all know this. So it not only teaches us about understanding a perspective outside our own, but also how to accept each other's differences. It also, like, you just have to accept your differences and then come, like, you just have to accept it and then move on. Yes, like, you can't always agree on everything. So these are actually, like, stop awing. And are you ready for all of this? Are you ready to put in the work? Are you ready to face your bullshit? Are you ready to work on yourself, to work on that relationship? Ask yourself these questions before you get into one. So you don't enter a relationship and then you jump out after 2 weeks. Auntie, uncle, think about it. Yeah, so I'll be ending this with the quote of the week. Yes, and yeah, just let me know if you want me to do a part two of uncomfortable truths about healthy relationships. Okay, yes. So quote of the week, and then that's it. You deserve someone, okay, that especially on your bad days remind you that you are not hard to love. I mean, you might be sulking, you might be hissing, you might be in so much pain, you might be going through a lot of stuff, but then your partner is always there to reassure you, oh, I love you how you are, I love that, I mean, you're in my life, I love, oh my god, like, it's really, really the best thing. So yeah, don't be in a relationship where when you're coming out, you have to come and rub small foundation to come and cover your scar. You are a speck. Ibukwano speculus. You get. So, you deserve someone like this that will remind you, even on the days when you have menstrual pain and you look a mess, and I mean, you had a bad day at work, you are not hard to love. Okay, so I hope I'm speaking to someone. I hope I'm speaking to all of you. I hope I'm also speaking to myself. Yes, so that will be all for today. So, let me know if you want me to do a part two. Remember, my Twitter is not my WhatsApp. I mean, if you're there, you can just easily text me. If you're on my Twitter, Dr. Adobe, Instagram, Dr. Adobe, you can just easily dr.adaobi. I mean, it's just so easy. You can just reach out to me. Or my email, blessinggideons@gmail.com. Not difficult, right? Yeah, so have an amazing week, because I mean, it's Sunday and the week is commencing. I hope you break a leg this week, and then happy new month in advance. Yep, bye, enjoy your week, love y'all.